Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Vítám vás v Černínském paláci na tiskové konferenci pro posetkání ministrů zahraničních věcí České republiky a Srbské republiky. O úvodní slovo poprosím prvního místopředsedu vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí, pana Karla Schwarzenberga.
Tedy s velkou radostí jsem samozřejmě zase uvítal Vuka Jeremiče, kolego, které si velice cením. Je pravda, že Srbsko je země, která už z dějinných důvodů je nám obzvláště blízká. Když se podívám na dějiny posledních 90 let, tak se k nám, tedy bývalá Jugoslávie, ale obzvláště Srbové, zachovali skvěle. Ať to bylo v 30. letech, ať to bylo 48, 68 a později. Já jsem tudíž velice šťastný, že začením pana Hadžiček je poslední překážka na cestě Srbska směrem k Evropské unie, alespoň ze strany IKTY, je odstraněná. Nedělám si iluze, že před Srbskem leží ještě dost překážek, že to bude moc těžký. My máme vlastní zkušenosti vyrovnat se s AKIM, přijmout ten dlouhý a obtížný proces, ale rád bych blahopřál Srbsku, že konečně se tohle podařilo. My jsme měli dneska velmi důkladný rozhovor, samozřejmě bilaterální věci, to jsou spíše na hospodářské úrovni, investice v Srbsku, možnosti českého průmyslu. Opačně, my jsme se velmi důkladně bavili právě o evropských záležitostích, poněvadž, jak známo, Česká republika konzistentně podporuje Srbsko, a to bylo věcích vízových, jak teď v přístupových rozhovorech a tak dále. Cesta Srbska do Evropské unie je podle nás sice dlouhá, obtížná, ale jistá. A samozřejmě tím, že Chorvatsko už úspěšně tedy vykročilo, je to taky dobrý příklad, ale taky precedens pro Srbskou republiku. Většinou věcí jsme mají naprosto shodný názor, někdy ovšem úhel pohledu z Prahy a Bělehradu je poděkud odlišný, což je taky samozřejmě, ať tady mám kolegu z Vídně, nebo z Berlína, nebo z Belgie, vždycky budeme mít lehce odlišný názor, ale ve většině opravdu jsme se shodli a my jsme, Česká republika, je pevně odhodlaná nadále Srbsko podporovat. Považujeme Srbsko za blízkého přítele a přítele, kterého bychom měli rádi co nejdřív taky vně Evropské unie.
Thank you very much, Karl. It's a great pleasure to be back in Prague, and it's a great pleasure to work with you and to meet with you all over the world, in Prague, in Belgrade, and in other parts of the world. What I want to say at the very beginning is that Czech Republic and Serbia are two countries that think alike, that work very closely together, and that share a common vision for the future of the entire Balkans. This future is the future of full integration in the European Union, and we're exceptionally grateful for the unequivocal support of the Czech Republic that we've been enjoying so far in the process of acceding to the European Union. Czech Republic is a staunch supporter of this policy of enlargement, and I want to use this opportunity to say how grateful we are for this unequivocal support. These are not easy days for the European Union. These are not easy days for the world when it comes to the economic conditions, and we are feeling the effects of the economic crisis in our part of the world as well. We understand that there are political repercussions when it comes to these economic conditions, and we are working very hard to deal with them in close cooperation with our Czech, EU, and wider world partners. So our goal is to keep working hard towards passing the posts and the process of European integration for Serbia. There are important dates waiting in front of us. One date is the European Commission's report coming out on October 12th. Another is December decision of the European Council. We hope that come the end of the year, Serbia will be awarded a candidate status, an official candidate status of a candidate for a member state of the European Union, and that a date for the beginning of accession talks is going to be set for us. We understand that we have a full support of the Czech Republic in this regard, and we're grateful for this support. There are still unresolved issues in the Balkans that we're trying to deal with through the process of dialogue and diplomatic negotiations. I think this is the way to go when it comes to solving the unresolved issues, and I use this opportunity to brief my colleague and his friends about the current state of affairs with regard to the dialogue with Pristina, but also when it comes to other issues of the Western Balkans. Some things are not solved yet, but I think we're in a good trajectory. We are in a good understanding of each other, I think. We do not necessarily agree on everything, but the place where we do agree is the common horizon, is the vision for where we would see to, where we would love to see our part of the world going. This is towards uniting. This is towards being together. This is towards sharing the same values. This is towards building the same kind of society that that has been inherent to our respective nations for so many centuries. We cherish the support of the Czech Republic. We look forward to working closely with the Czech Republic. We enjoy support of the Czech Republic, and I hope that this is something that will remain constant in the many years to come. I look forward to receiving my friend Carl in Belgrade in September. He's going to take part in an important conference, security conference, to do with the security of the Western Balkans in mid-September. So it's not going to be too long before we meet again. We do tend to see each other again very often, and I think this is an important component of our high-level dialogue that doesn't only work between the two ministries of foreign affairs, but also extends to the high levels of government, our presidents, our prime ministers, and our respective speakers at the parliament. So that's everything that I have to say so far, and I understand we are ready to answer some questions if there are some.
Prosím, vaše otázky. Reuters.
Hello, this is Roman Gazdík from Reuters News Agency. I have a question for Mr. Jeremić. When do you expect agreement with Kosovo authorities about the trade embargo with between the Serbia and Kosovo, and how does this agreement might look like? Do you expect it before the enlargement report that you mentioned in October by the Commission, and aren't you afraid that this trade rule might affect the report? Thank you very much.
Well, I don't think that there's going to be significant economic effects as a result of this unfortunate decision of Pristina authorities to unilaterally engage in the process of violating CEFTA, violating free trade, because the goods are going to find their ways into Kosovo via third parties. So the only people who will have to bear the cost are the Albanian consumers. But I would rather leave it to the negotiators. This is not a high-level political thing. This is an issue of negotiations between the parties that are carried out under the auspices of the European Union in Brussels. And the last thing that the Minister of Foreign Affairs needs to discuss is the issues of domestic trade. And this is a domestic trade when it comes to Serbia and the province of Kosovo as far as our constitution is concerned.
Prosím, další otázku. Nemáte-li nikdo žádné další?
There might be some question for the Minister of...
Well, but of course, yes. But loud, because I'm deaf.
Because we
please
were...
come closer to me. Yeah. Don't be afraid, I won't bite you. Come
on. Nenad Vulović from Polnic News Agency from Belgrade. May I ask you shortly about relation between Serbia and Czech Republic, and also what is your position about European integration of my country? Thank you.
But in English.
What is your question?
Which is your position about European integration process of Serbia, especially after arrest of Mladic and Hadžić, and also how would you evaluate the relation between Serbia and Czech Republic?
Well, I do think the relations, the second is the easier. The relations between our states is really, for the moment, excellent. We have no bilateral problems. We are cooperating in many aspects. And I think if there's a country we have no problem, that's Serbia. What about Europe? And I do think that Serbia is getting a better and better image with each day. Surely the arrests which were done in the last 2 months were elementary, but I do think too the reform steps which the present government started made a good impression. I mean, I realize it, listening to the discussion between my colleagues and the courage of Brussels, there's in quite another tone when one speaks about Serbia today than still a few years ago. So I would like to congratulate the present government and President Tadic to the progress Serbia has achieved.
Any other question about anything that is going on in Serbia, Balkans, world?
Český rozhlas, Martin Dorazín.
Český rádio. Haló, haló. Pýtanie za gospodina Jeremiča. Vezano za izjavu gospodina komesára File, koji je rekao da nema ništa od Evropskog savza dok se ne reši pitanje Kosmeta. Vaš komentar. Hvala.
Onda ništa?
Onda ništa.
Duži odgovor na to pitanje je, ovo je kratak. Kratak odgovor je onda ništa. Dugačak odgovor je da ja verujem da postoji put kojim možemo zajedno da koračamo ka rešavanju svih otvorenih problema na Balkanu, a uz neometano i neusporeni proces evropske integracije za sve na zapadnom Balkanu. Mislim da ima mnogo toga da se uradi na putu ka integraciji zapadnog Balkana u Evropsku uniju i da paralelno sa tim procesom možemo da rešavamo pitanje koje su otvorena, uključujući i pitanje vezana za budući status autonomne pokrajine Kosovo i Metohija, a na način koji nas ne ometa u procesu evropskog pristupanja. Taj proces je vrlo važan zbog toga što on donosi direktnu korist svima koji žive na teritoriji Zapadnog Balkana i bilo bi vrlo pogrešno zaustavljati taj proces. Bez obzira na neslaganja koje postoje po nekim političkim pitanjima. Mislim da se pitanje, čak i ona najteža pitanja, uključujući i Kosovo, rešavaju na putu ka Evropi. Ona se rešavaju kroz dijalog, ali jako bi bilo pogrešno u ovom trenutku postavljati uslove koja neka od strana ne može da ispuni. Jedan od uslova koja srpska strana ne može da ispuni je da promeni svoju ustavnu poziciju po pitanju Kosova. To nije samo zbog ustava. To je već i zbog moralne, istorijske i političke obaveze da ovu poziciju drži. Za ovu poziciju vlada Srbije ima podršku ogromne većine građana Srbije, a mi živimo u demokratiji i imamo obavezu da poštujemo demokratsku volju građana ove zemlje.
Ja poprosim Martina, aby potom všem prítomným, kteří mají zájem, tlumočil ze srpštiny, protože zde tlumočníka nemáme. A prosím poslední otázku.
Sorry, I did not realize that I need to say this in English. I was under the impression that this is going to be translated. Do you want me to...
He will translate everything.
So, in short, I'm going to say that when it comes to the process of EU integration, I think it is exceptionally useful process. It's a process that we must work on together, regardless of outstanding political issues. So when it comes to the integration of the Western Balkans in the European Union, I think we should move, and move as quickly as possible, towards fulfilling this process, and along the way, on a parallel track, work on resolving the outstanding issues, including the issue of Kosovo. So I think it would be a very wrong thing to try and, you know, make these two paths get in the way of each other, because it could cause a paralysis. There are certain things that Serbia cannot do. And one of these things is to change our constitutional position on Kosovo. Our constitutional position is a result of an overwhelming democratic will of the Serbian people. And since we are a democracy, we are bound to respect this decision. So, speaking about the European process and the European future, yes, we are going to work very hard to fulfill all the conditions and to work very hard as we go through the stages of European accession. And yes, we are keen on resolving the outstanding issues through the established dialogue procedures in Brussels and elsewhere. So let's work on both fronts. Let's work on both tracks, and let us understand, if you will, that progress on one track feeds the other, and vice versa. But let's not stop the European process for anybody in the Western Balkans, because this cannot be helpful for anything that we're trying to do.
Prosím, poslední otázka, velmi stručně. Děkuji.
Janíček IP for Mr. Vukovic.
Sorry, from where? I didn't get it.
Associated Press.
Associated Press. Yes.
The Norwegian attacker who killed almost 100 people last week in Norway. He claimed that one of the heroes for him, who set an example, was a Serbian fighter who killed many Muslims. You may say that it's not your business to comment on it, but is Serbia in any way cooperating with Norwegian authorities in the investigation of this attack?
Well, we are in very close touch with the Norwegian authorities. I was in touch with the foreign minister. Our president was in touch with the prime minister. What happened in Norway is beyond words, and I don't want to say anything that can aggravate the feelings of the families and of the valiant Norwegian nation. Commenting on the sick people thoughts is something that I don't want to do. I think that his deeds speak for himself, what kind of person we are talking about. We are certainly going to do everything that we can to help the Norwegian authorities in every possible sense, but that person has never had any contact with Serbia whatsoever. And thank God this is the case, because this is a deed that cannot easily be described in words.
Dovolte, abych ukončil tiskovou konferenci a popřál vám příjemné odpoledne.
Thank you.